With Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Memorial Day savings for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. So it is graduation time, which means it is the perfect time to talk about the quarter-life crisis. And of course, you don't need to have a degree to experience a quarter-life crisis. All you need are 20-something candles on your most recent birthday cake. And particularly, your early 20s are nothing if not perplexing, because society sends you confusing messages. You're trusted to choose a president and kick back with a cocktail, but apparently you can't handle renting a car. But it is not just those hovering at the threshold of grown-up land who experience soul-searching, anxiety, and feeling like you're being left behind. This week, whether you're 22, 42, or 72, we'll cover 5 tips for any time you find yourself lost in transition. But first, let's look at why early adulthood is so difficult. So, according to the renowned developmental psychologist Erik Erikson, whose 1950s theory of psychosocial development is still used today, emerging adults find themselves at the confluence of 2 major life stages. And each of Erikson's stages are named as if they were wrestling matchups. So one stage, a head-to-head named identity versus confusion, encompasses the teen years. And at this age, a sense of identity develops. So who you are, where you come from, what you stand for, and where you fit in society. So in other words, this stage is essentially figuring out who you want to be when you grow up. And failing to determine this results in insecurity and, as the name of the stage implies, confusion. But a lot has changed since the 1950s when Erikson first developed his theory. These days, most people are still figuring out who they are into their 20s and even their early 30s. So the identity versus confusion stage may not be resolved by the time the next smackdown comes around, intimacy versus isolation, which Erikson theorized spanned from approximately age 20 to 40. And in this matchup, what's at stake is love. The ability to form close relationships, whether romantic or not, is the core of this challenge. And if deep ties with family, friends, or a partner or series of partners aren't formed, we risk loneliness. And again, as the name implies, isolation. So in both these stages, a lot is at stake. Plus, throw into the mix a quick succession of transitions like graduation from high school or college, finding a job, figuring out where and how to live, and searching for romance, and it's no wonder emerging adulthood is such a tough time. So in the face of all this, it may feel like you're doomed to end up confused and alone. But the very fact you're worried about it means it's on your radar screen, which in turn means you'll probably be fine. But in the meantime, while you're figuring out how to be a grown-up, or at least realizing it's inappropriate to get drunk at a baby shower, here are 5 tips to test out. Tip number 1. Don't wait to do what you love. So one hallmark of the quarter-life crisis is questioning what you thought you wanted to do professionally. So take on what's called the side hustle. Start calling your job your day job and pivot foot by foot into the job or field you truly want. Take classes at night, volunteer in your target field, or get up early to work on your novel or launch your startup. It's pretty common to realize that how you pay the bills doesn't match your passion, But it's important also to realize that you're never truly stuck. Use your after hours to launch yourself into work that doesn't feel like work. But remember, tip number two, which is overnight success takes years. So the quarter-life crisis is often marked by feeling impatient about not living up to your potential. You may be frustrated that you're waiting tables when you want to be selling screenplays to Hollywood, hit it big with a viral blog, or even just find a job that includes health insurance. And the media doesn't help. New entrepreneurs, writers, artists, or leaders seem to roar into the public consciousness all at once. They look like an overnight success, but I guarantee you, their success is the result of years of laying the groundwork. So be patient. Do the work. You'll get there, which brings us to tip number three. Realize it's not a race. So another big symptom of the quarter-life crisis is feeling like you're falling behind. Your friends are buying their first homes and getting married, and you still have roommates and are swiping your way through Tinder. But remember, it's not a competition. There are trade-offs with every choice. You may envy a friend's fat paycheck, but not realize their nose is to the grindstone 15 hours a day, or that they're on the tight leash of corporate culture. Or you may envy another friend's committed relationship, but not realize they miss the freedom of being single, or that things aren't as rosy as they appear. Likewise, there are likely multiple ways to view your story. If you're freelancing, for example, you may see the struggle to get work as falling behind, but others may see your control over your schedule as being more grown up. Either way, it's not a race. Think of it this way. Once you stop looking over the fence at the other grass, you can concentrate on making your grass exactly how you want it.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Tip number four is take advantage of shrinking stigma by reaching out for help. So thankfully, the stigma of seeking professional help is shrinking, especially among emerging adults. So indeed, in a study by the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, 18% of individuals ages 18 to 25 had seen a mental health professional in the past year. And that's compared to just 11% of people over 25. And indeed, my office is no exception. Fully half the people I see are under 25. And young adults are more likely to see getting professional help as a good thing. Indeed, in the survey, a full 60% of those under 25 saw getting help as a sign of strength, as opposed to just 35% of those 25 and over. And finally, tip number five is, should I stay or should I go? Well, sometimes you find yourself in a job or relationship that might have long-term potential, but you're not so sure. So how can you tell whether or not you should stick it out? Well, use this rule of thumb. Ask if it's congruent with who you are. In other words, are you trying to make it work? Are you forcing it? Are you contorting yourself around the job, relationship, or situation, accommodating and accommodating until you're no longer yourself? If so, get out of there. But If it's in line with your goals and values, even if things are rocky, it is worth fighting for. For me, more than a decade ago, at age 23, I dealt with my own quarter-life crisis by breaking off an ill-fated relationship, moving 3,000 miles across the country, and switching career paths all at once. It was drastic, but it worked. And looking back, I realized I was doing just this. I was shifting my life until it was congruent with my values. Because in my old situation, I felt like a misfit, but little by little, I found a city, a job, and a relationship that truly fit. So, no matter your existential wrestling matchup, identity versus confusion, intimacy versus isolation, getting the next round versus paying your rent, you'll be ready to rumble with time, hard work, and a realization that everyone makes some cringeworthy decisions as a young adult. Just draw the line at drunk dialing your ex, your boss, or your mom to tell them about it. Next week, we'll handle the midlife crisis and something I've been thinking a lot about recently, which is what to do when it feels like time is speeding up and your life is whizzing by. If you love the show, never miss an episode by subscribing to The Savvy Psychologist on iTunes or Stitcher, or by listening on Spotify. Or you can get every episode delivered straight to your inbox by signing up for The Savvy Psychologist newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. And of course, like the show on Facebook to get access to lots of archived episodes no longer available on iTunes. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and of course, The Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.